Okay, look at the tshuva inside. Mashakosam aloso lahazir asanoshim lisnai kidivri agon akodesh bal shlor. Shabi mei sviros anikiyim timne b'chol yom b'tom ahayom yom echot. Kivin l'chsir b'sof olo. Really, reproduce the tshuva for you just for this next line. But you have to learn our customs, our mores. We lost them. Hitler killed many Jews, but some survived. But our Masora he killed. He destroyed. He destroyed the traditions, the mores, the customs of Am Yisrael. Because we have don't have enough people to give it over. Not everyone was zocha to have a grandfather or a great grandfather. Omer ani agon hakodesh hazeh. What this language? L'rov kedushas chasiduso niskayim bo ohev mitzvah lo yizba mitzvah. Did you see that? We hear that expression.
That's the drasha on the pasuk.
Huh?
That's the drasha on the pasuk.
On what?
Of kesef lo yizba.
No, but where's Rashi record? Anyone know? I think by Ephron. Oh, mamon lo yizba mamon. Oh, mitzvah lo yizba mitzvah.
I think by
Ephron asking for the 400 there, he has that line there too.
But it's a
pasuk
in
Kohelas. Yeah. But what is he referring to here? Right.
That's the midrash on the pasuk. Right.
The rotsa l'mat sitko l'hagel tovah l'harbos b'mitzvos. He doesn't have enough 613 mitzvos. Abol etzli acha mechilas kodo shel agon ein dvor meskablim. Right? Vim hamikro hazeh mitzvah loma lomonu harambam v'ramban v'hag v'chol moni ha-mitzvos l'mitzvos haseh v'itosuv. Instead of 613 mitzvos, we have now another mitzvah. The tayag mitzvah, shtei mitzvos, mitzvah b'zov l'svor. By zov is the same halacha v'sofa. Right? So we have one more mitzvah. There should be 614 mitzvahs.
Sounds like Baal Tosef, doesn't it?
Ela vaday shein zu mitzvah. Vaka kosev omer she tashgiach v'sof rolo she yir shifre yomim halo shiva yom halolu nikiyim shol tisto. Vein ze don mar chsir b'yomer osfatim b'chamim mochot ha-shabos. Right? Why? Because that is a really redundant word. Shem yuto legamri. Havel mirtav v'yom ha-chamishim miyom ha-vech nasi omer. That takes care of the count. On the 50th day after bringing the omer, what the heck do you think goes after the That's 1, 2, 3, 4, still 49, it goes 50. It says from the first day to the 50 means the end, right? That therefore, that's a redundant comment, therefore we learn from it that there it is, Usfatem Lachem is a mitzvah of Sipu. Yabal Yirta Biyomach Yishmiyom Yivach Mitzvah. Vom Makosa Usfatem, Elavadai Shem Mitzvah Lispo. Vechein Usfatem Ocho Sheva Shapsosos Diogel, Gamke Miyuso. Just as you have to wait 7 days. The Safarta teaches you what? You're counting, what are you counting days? Don't they count days? Days go by themselves. They'll move along without counting them. Yeah, but what are you counting? You're counting your days. What your days are? Days of Nikiyim. Right? Shehashgiach aleihem sheyiyu Nikiyim mechem zovo. Skip down a little bit further. I don't want to take too much time. Let's call your attention to it. All right, let's go back to the seventh day, the tefillah of Yom Shvi'i. Pick up Kuftzad Zion, start that again. Something I'm looking for, I just didn't underline it. In the Tisri Tshuva, when he says to make two bedikas, Acha Yom Dalet, Acha Yom Hei, which is what I'll come across it. We'll find it. That's a basic true of a test. Okay. We'll get to it. Let's do it. Shall Titro Isha be old? Started yesterday, right? In Bala Be'ir, Mitzvah Litvo Bismano, Shall the Batal Pira Be'rivia, Pira Leila Echad, right? And therefore we allow it to be Tovel at Lil Shabbos. Okay. The question is why? We tell us this for Leil Shabbos. But if she could have gone to mikveh before, we don't want her to go to mikveh on Leil Shabbos, on Leil Shabbos, right? Why? Why belav hocha also? Pesach Tshuva, last one there, hey, Shasuva Litvo. And if she could have made tefillah before, Asuva Litvo. I'm the Tshuva Zchut HaShoni, the Eved and Tovlo, Im B'Shoge Muteres Miyad, Im B'Mezit Tovlo B'Lel Shabbos, Yesh Rahachme La'oscho, B'Shabbos Labala. What happened there? We just worried about Bitul Pira B'Rivia. She has to be feel of his mana, not to be battle one. Suddenly, She used to Velas B'Shabbat. She did something very bad. Why did she do bad? This opens up a question for which we don't have anyone asking the question. How would a chassidim go to mikvah Shabbos morning? There's an Isur Rechitza. Okay. Let me read to you from the Machaber in Hilchos Shabbos Simen Shin Chovov. Also Lichos Kol Gufo Atilu Kol Eva V'Eva Atilu B'mayim Shuruchmu Me'ero Shabbos. What's the Isur of washing yourself with warm water on Shabbos? Zigzera Lavlonin. The Zera of the those who run the Mechatzos, that they will, since their reputation depends upon offering good hot water for the people, if you allow the people to use the mikveh, to use the Mechatz on Shabbos, I'm afraid that they'll warm water on Shabbos. That's the whole thing. The accessory says, Afil b'mayim shuruchmu me'er Shabbos. Right? Take a hot shower. Also. Only muta lichos pono ben pono biyada baraglov. Okay. If you live near Tveria, Chami Tveria will allow you to use the warm water on Shabbos because that's heated by the fire of Gehenim. So not to worry about. And no one is going to stoke those fires unnecessarily. What about taking a cold shower? What about, I said yesterday, my using my neighbor's swimming pool on Shabbos? Water is not chamin. Poshkin is not cold chamin. Water that is lukewarm, I mean, above room temperature even, is not considered. It isn't what we call hot water, it'll be really warm water. Poshrin is, there's no Easter on Poshrin. Because Poshrin is not a Maisa Bishul. Even if you put water on the fire and you took it off before it reached any temperature of the Atzoledis, it's not an Easter Bishul B'Shabbos. So what is Mechaber in Dalet? Lo yishtatef odom betzonen kol gufo v'yishchamer k'negam beduro. Can't take a cold shower, and then you're cold, you stand near the fireplace to warm up. What are we afraid of? You warm the water on you.
Is that Papa's right? Mikashir?
Mipnei shemafshir mayim sholov. Then it turns out, v'nimtze k'rofis kol gufo v'chamet. Avobot, you want to warm yourself up near the fire, and then take a cold shower, it's okay. Avo mutal ishtate betzonon achashin eschame meitzuleitz. So you have mechaba befeir, you can take a cold shower on Shabbos. There are people who would like to do so if it's mutal. It's been a good hot day, right? The temperature hits 100 degrees, and your shul is a mile away or a mile and a half away, and you come walking home, it'd be nice to go into a cold shower. As the Mishnah Berurah says, right? Yeah, it says, Aminig b'zmanenu, leso b'shabbos nichos kol gufo, Atilu Bitsona. Okay. Therefore, for Tvila, you can't argue and say, I only want to go ahead and cool myself off. There's an Isur to be Tovel if you're Tommy. in Mesakin Gavua. Just like you can't be Tovel a Kli on Shabbos, which cannot be used because it's a new Kli, it needs Tzvila. You can't be Tovel a Kli Lechatzil on Shabbos, you Mesakin Mona. You what? You make that Teli now into a utility. Now it's useful. Before that, you couldn't use it. That's a Tikkun Mona b'Shabbos. Who Adin Gavra, also Tikkun Gavra. No, Gavra, the Mo says, Tikkun Gavra, no, it doesn't look like it's easy to Rabbonans. Why? They'll say, Liskarer Komachave, and he meant to just cool off. Mo says, Afilu b'mayim sruchim, even though stinky water and so on, but yet, you can, what it looks like, Marasayan, you can, but he says, therefore, Mishmul says, Bob is Manazer, where the meaning, that's the lotion. The meaning is that we don't use cold water, the cold gufo. You can't take a swim in cold water on Shabbos, even in a swimming pool where there's no gzeira of kli shayota. Remember, swimming has a gzeira of kli shayota. Maybe you'll make a, tie together two pieces of wood and make a raft. Well, of course, that's only where you don't have a swimming pool where you can walk around to the other side. But where you can walk around to the other side, there's no gzeira kli shayota. So why can't you do it? Meaning is not to do it. So how do you go to mikvah on Shabbos? Okay. That's the reason that the halachic is, or why the achronim are yelling about, if she doesn't have to go, I'm going to be martyr. The minhag of not using cold water on Shabbos, because of the mitzvah of tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah. But if it's not tefillah b'zman, she delayed going there, so it's no longer tefillah b'zman, then we don't allow her to the leniency of rechitza kol gufo on Shabbos. Okay. Now what we need is a few piskei tshuva, okay, and a few shachs. Tefillah b'yom shvi, we need the piskei tshuva beis and the piskei tshuva ches. Okay, let's take beis first. First, the Isur of Rechitza of the Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, Ayin B'Tshumas Chemda Tzvi, people, you with us? She'osa l'noshim litvo v'el Shabbos b'chamin, shim da'osa l'ichos kol gufo b'chamin b'Shabbos. Moshe kosu v'ochayim simin shechavot. Now we have another real problem. Women don't like to go into cold water on Shabbos. Not on Tuesday, not on Wednesday, not on Shabbos Eve. So they're going to delay going to the mikveh to Shabbos night. Don't want to do that. Kosav Alberes for Tabellas Bel Shabbos Bahamin Badi Yisuravde Shol Mikaria Varayana. So now I have a Shas Hatchak. You're not going to let me use warm water. You have to use cold water. I can't use cold water. Therefore, I'd rather be Tovil Friday afternoon when you can warm the water. But it happens to be Yom Shvi. Umar Shahol Chochamecha Tehitel Lehen Lipvo Berav Shabbat Nivo Yom Yom Shvi Shalehen Vaday Lav Shapir Ovid V'Over Ad Rabbonan. Right? Either use cold water, or by Fogasinosabulvad, I will allow you to what? Get the chill out of the water. You use water, naturally, Huchmu Me'erim Shabbos, but only to the degree what's called there. Hapogasona, right? Actually, he called them Shem Chamin, but no one would refer to it as warm water. O Titcha Tfilotza Lomotsoy Shabbos. It's a tough stand. Then comes the break. That's the. You have to get a feel for Halacha Lemaaseh. First, you have to call your question to you. There's a... Black and white. Halacha is black and white. Halacha lemaisa is gray. Vimi yefsha b'chol omor. Mami yefsha. You told the woman you can't go to mikveh. Why? You close the mikveh. No, can't do that. Vimi yefsha b'chol omor. Yatiru lehen litvo bein hashmoshos. V'lo tevonu lebeitehim ad halayla. Yosef Mizeh Ein B'Yodeinu Lahata Klal. I've been pushing you to get a feel for the Rabbonos, but that's what we live with. They did such a fine job of putting up fences, you can't see the hole anymore. But here, fence, you put up a fence, and then you can open up the fence a little bit. Okay, read further. I am Bitshuva Zibri Yosef. The Bol Alam is Chus Salaminog, Shinogim Lois Yisrael Lipo Bechamib Leil Shabbos. Ulu Besof, Hiniach Hadova Besor Achiyim. Tiny that the Gzera Lavlonen shouldn't apply to Mikveh. Can't equate a business of running a bathhouse where you have the pressures of business success, to extend that to mikveh may not be a fair extension. Nevertheless, he's not sure about it. He reigns with Sorachia. Vayim b'tshuvas noydei b'yehudeh. Shuhoya Mazil Abalonim, Shayitnu Hachamin Beyam Shabbos, the Mikve Borium Godon, Kidei Shalach Shatech Shahloye Rak Poshin, Uba Poshin Shore Rak Bahamin also. In other words, the Buddha asked to use hot water on Shabbos. even if you know vaday huchmu me'erev Shabbos. That's what the halacha is. That's a clear in the Or Chaim Hilchos Shabbos. We don't make that an exception. Watch the next one. But I can cook water on Yom Tov, but not for rechitzas kol gufo. Why not? Oh boy, learning Hilchos Nidah doesn't mean you're exempt from Hilchos Shabbos.
We're starting Hilchos Shabbos this week, though.
Yeah.
We're starting it this week. We haven't learned it in.
Okay, so postpone Shabbos until you start learning it.
I agree.
Okay. What is it? It's one of the new tainus against this halacha. It's ainu dovo. It's not dovo. Sheinu shovel lechol nefesh. Achat sheyochel lechol nefesh true levado yoschel lachem an yamtiv. Ain min yamtiv l'shabbos al ochel nefesh belvad. What kind of ochel nefesh? Dovo hashovel lechol nefesh. So one of the big tainus are now today on a 3-day yamtiv. Shabbos and 2 days Yom Tov. By the third day, it may be Shabbos Chol Nefesh. Aloch al Maisen, I know no one has Matir. I know many people who do it. Are you with us? Much as here you have a Chochmah, right? Friday is Yom Tov. Yom Tov, I'm cooking. How many cups of coffee do you drink? 2, 3. Yom Tov, you have time. I'd like to drink 14. Memela, boil up a whole bunch of water for coffee. You take one cup of coffee, dump the rest into the mikveh. If every woman will boil up a pot of coffee, you come and dump it into the mikveh, the water will be warm. Imuto lahasik tachas hayogel l'tzorach kafi, sheyishda hayehudi shebemerchetz, v'asha yeniach lozul l'toch hamog hamikveh l'tzorach tefilas l'el Shabbos. Comes, watch, I told you, this is tied in with the Tefillah of Yom Shvi. Watch the next one. Right? It says, Ayin b'tshuvas chut ha'shoni, Tefillas noshim b'leil Shabbos, melahaskir melitvo b'od yom b'mokom shem mini. Warn them, right? When is it? When is this? Remind them lit for bod yom b'mikveh. Right. Avol lo b'chol afilo acha b'ochu. Right. Ain shom. Ma'im b'shuv b'schida etzet shekol tagal meir afilo b'shabbos acha miras b'ochu lo nochol lit for bod hayom gadol. She's afraid to go into the mikveh Friday night for another reason. It's dark. When it's dark, who knows what you'll find in the mikveh? Maybe someone that didn't make it out. Like the yesh limchos ulavata min exev imhim es pachedes michshash netfila yam denel ba'ashot shesogu v'es hatfila b'od yom, right? Or a filu to bein hashmoshos to ask a goy to light the candles. Chol shvus mutu bein hashmoshos tzorach mitzvah. You can't use a lantern on Shabbos, Gzeira Shemayate, in those days, oil lanterns, right? Maybe you'll tilt it, that's be Mavir and Mechabe, if you tilt it, because the flame goes up and then comes down, right? There are always at least two women, there's another person around to remind you not to be yatir. But if he's two in here, what do you mean? Willing to go earlier? Back to Machaber, and then we'll do the next piece of tshuva. Get that done today, but that's a good week's work. Fellas, where are we up to in our calendar? We'll finish. I will finish. We're moving now into Mikra. We'll finish Ilchus Nida, so called, and move into Chitzitza and Mikra. But that's not going to take more, a whole year, maybe not even the end of the Zaman there. So, it's supposed to be some kind of formal Bechina there. So I need you to tell me when you want a bechina. It's your choice. To me, it makes no difference. I don't mark it anyway. I mean, I don't.
At least he's honest.
Okay.
You may have to edit that out of the tape.
You tell him the office marks it. So.
Okay.
That does not mark.
I'm ready.
Pick up
Gimel. I'm ready for the test on Monday.
Yeah, and everybody is such a big time chacham like you. There are some people
who
still that. Still have to study. Gimel. That's where we're up to. Kuf Tzad Zayin Gimel Machaba. There was some talk of. And originally, during the summer, convincing me to teach Avelus. Also not a very lengthy thing, but I'm going to check with the office whether that's still part of the Cheshbon. Personally, truthfully, I would like to break this double shear has proved to be a bit taxing, but only about a half a page ahead of you. Asura litvul b'yom atilu imamtenes militvul ad yom ches. We've been talking a little bit about tefila earlier, yom zayin. But how about yom ches? There's also an isur to be tovel yom ches. If for any reason she couldn't get to the mikveh Friday night, she go to mikveh Saturday night. Saturday night is also inconvenient. So she go to mikveh Sunday night. Why Sunday night? It's more convenient. Sunday morning, there's no traffic yet. Traffic travel to the mikveh. Right? Sunday morning, the kids could be asleep. She can go to tefillah at 6 o'clock in the morning and say she's going to the gym to exercise like the women do in Muncie. אפיל ממתנס מליטפול עד יום חס, או טס, אין יכול ליטפול ביום משום שכח ביטר. דיבוק הבאס וקורבוסו, לסוס כמאס אין. גורדה פיקס אפ הלוכה פעם הום. One of the deficits, we have, Baruch Hashem, much success with people who start learning Torah later in life, after the bar mitzvah, Bali Tshuva family, etc. There's always a big gap, a big deficit in things that you were never taught, things you learned without being taught. And therefore, the daughter knows that the mother is going off to the mikveh, but she doesn't keep count with the mother and sees the mother goes by day, because at night it's inconvenient. She has to feed the kids, she has to put them to bed, right? It's easier for going out in the afternoon when the kids are in school. But it doesn't know it's the eighth day. Therefore, what are we afraid? She'll do kamaso aim, she titvel beyom kamoa, velo tafrin, she imo le achasheva tavo, velo bishri yatsmo. But bishri yatsmo, you're only dealing with the rabbonon and the rabbonon. The shri is the rabbonon. We made a resolve of the rabbonon. And as always, tovelos beyom. Why'd you get excited about this thing? Now you make a takona, she can't ever go by yom, the 11th day, the 15th day, you know, can't mikvah be only at night. Mishum schar mikvah. Vakalos hatovelos kodem achupa, they yecholos litfo b'yom. The loboan eitzel achosa not halayla. What are you afraid? Why don't we allow a woman to be tovelos b'yom? Because she may, if not to have actual marital relations with her husband, biyom, but once the husband knows she went to mikvah already, there may be a leniency in his kavus of the seed, which according to many Rishonim is also Yisuri Daraisa, Nishik V'chibur. Therefore, by Akale, there's no such danger, because ain't no boy in Eitzach Hosn El Ara Laila. Aval achar chupa, dina kishar noshim. What does it mean, achar chupa, dina kishar noshim? If she didn't go to the mikveh before the chupa, so she wants to have the chupa, and before they go to home to their apartment, she'll stop off at the mikveh. If it's still beyom, we don't allow it. So we really, you see, Chazal sort of flex their muscles on this Isur of Biyom. That's why it's, you see how many Achoinim are reluctant to give any heter for Biyom. Well, we just learned before in the Pesach Shuvim, no, 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 B'deyeved, Bein HaShmosha said, pick up here the Schach Bito and Tess. No, I'm sorry, might as well finish. Let's finish the Mechaba, ready? Hei chedika ones, kan sheireya litvo balaylo, machmasino, upachat ganovim, chiyotzebo, a real serious problem is one of them. There are areas where a woman shouldn't be out walking alone at night. Right. Oh, she saw them shari year, then Yechola, Litvo, Bishmini, Mibodyom, Abo, Bishmi, Lotitvo, Mibodyom, Alpha Gavnika Onis. Im Ovro, Vitovlo, Beches, Biyom, below Onis, Apilo Hochi, also Lotfila. V'chein im ovro b'tovlo b'zayin b'yom also lo tefila. Here you have the Machabas saying it as it is. We're making takonas racham, we don't want you to do it. But you can't fight the halacha. Halacha says you're no longer a nida once you went into that mikveh. I'm sorry, they said that wrong. you no longer mechusel tefila when you went into the mikveh, because a zovah tovelas biyom, but you still asura lebayla ara erev. That's what we said. Lachatil, he shouldn't do it. Therefore, he says, "Umikol makom, even if an bishmini, lo tushamesh afilu bishmini ad alayla, v'tastir tfiloso mibala ad alayla." And she shouldn't tell her husband that she went to the mikveh until night time. Once you tell him she went to the mikveh already, it's yom shmini. There's no. Then she's really mechus. She's not mechus of tfilo. She is now Tahora. Therefore, he'll allow himself possibly kiruv, yishuv chibuk, right? And we don't want to be makel on that, even though there's no isa whatsoever. Everybody following? And pick up the pisei tshuva. Sorry, I have to underline that in the view. I am b'tshuva sam sofer. She'er was there, as many achrayim did, spent many tshuvas on his tovelas b'yom zayin.
Which was
B, he was a critical problem. Your test, this is tshuva test. U'b'sof kosav v'zeh l'shono. Hine hagon sidritaro hechrit kule zu lechalutin. The bemokom bitl owner litvo beyom zayin rotovo levesa shechashecha. Veheyos hagzeira rak rechoko. It's a way out there. Umile de rabbonon. Ubitl mitzvapir verivio. Hekilo hagaonim. Umiyovo achreim chasvesholom afilo lahachmer. Ach, al kopachos nirli, or al koponim nirli, she tishe ha isha ba'alichos ha mimoko mimikvo lebeisa ad halayla. That's how we paskin today. But, what is she going to do? She goes to mikveh, he has to travel by car, which means she has to come home before Nirbench. Which means she has to bench lift early. She went bricht after Plaga Mincha, travel by car down to the mikveh in the mountains, where on vacation sometimes involves 10-12 miles away the mikveh or more. So she has to drive home. She has a problem. She doesn't want anyone to know. That's the whole issue. So she has to know where she's going to park her car. Nice case is where the father, the husband, and the children go to shul. Right? She still can't come into the house. Not until after Shkia. I shall go ahead and visit a friend. Also, not a wise advice, then the friend has to know or something. No, she'll say she bench this. She came, the husband's away in shul with the kids. She stopped in for a shmooze a little bit. So she doesn't get into her house. It makes no difference. If we're going to be mate, we want her not to go into a house, because Masha Taylor, base chavata, bosa ir, mali bai ze o ze, lo nitu devreyem l'shurim ke'ele. ומכל מקום, המחמיר טוב לו ברוכו, והמקל לא הפסיד. עד כמה שעות. You realize I'm picking out these tshuvas because of, again, It gives you an understanding of how halacha becomes halacha l'maisa. Vayin shamod al dibras harab ashoel b'yishuv sesichas anoshim leisa mahala gimel shows litvo. Yeah? You have to travel 3 hours to the mikveh. B'chizosam balayla ikas hakonas d'ochim. Well, that's already pushing too much. Therefore, mushimocha nogo litvo b'yom ches v'choz l'beisa b'shech ha-shecho. Amam im yochol yom ches b'shabes al-kocho titcha tfila ad yom alav shu tesla sfiro umizbateles beiz onos. So what do you do there? Therefore, Nosan Harav Eitzel Lilmod Osan Lahanoshim Lahafsik Bitaro Beis Pomim. I want you to explain it to me. Echad Biyom Dalid Lirioso Hasheni Biyom Hei Buzal Kosav Lo She Eitzel Nachonahu Lechatchila Al Kol Pochas Lo Seiz Gam Deyos HaMachmirim She Tifsok Bitaro Gam Biyom Dalid Somok Lebein Hashmoshos Haponolim hei, right? Ponolim hei l'riyo. But lo komo komo tassel titvo b'yom zayin shechol b'erev Shabbos Kodesh lo tovo l'beis ala leil Shabbos Kodesh. Mikol mokom kosha adover eich tishe kokach somach l'Shabbos b'derech. Ki kwa kosavti sheinir li shum hetem ashi b'beis chavata b'o so ir. Therefore, you got to think of a good way to solve that social problem. V'achocham eino b'rosho, v'akam d'voro. You think of something intelligent. Simple. First, think of what's the business about two b'dikis, two hefsek tara, dalet and hay. Okay. That was the case I was working with yesterday. There were two. I said there's a Yom Zayin one. Yeah. What did he say? She saw only 4 days. Many women don't need the fifth day. They can make a Hefsek Tara on the fourth day. And if she knows that, I would say most women can make a Hefsek Tara on the fourth day. Especially if they want to use a douche. Because the fifth day, I can tell you from seeing the bdikos, the fifth day is almost always old blood. It's not fresh breathing. We can't differentiate hapi aloche, and we're not allowed to differentiate hapi aloche. But if you understand how blood behaves, you realize that on the fifth day, she's picking up old blood that's working its way down. So there's a very good possibility that she could have made a hefsek tara b'yom dalet. Made a hefsek tara b'yom dalet, then she has already shivan ikiyim, right? So she counts 7 days, it's really already the eighth day. That's it. But she cannot break the takonas chachomim or Poleta Shechvazera, that she has to make a bdika on the fifth day. Look at the shachvov, and you realize what the problem is. The shach didn't go along with these coolers, and we don't like the paskin against the shach either. I have a personal family problem. My son-in-law is the 10th Ben Ben after the Shach, so you gotta worry about Shabtai. His name is Shabtai. That's why he's the Kohen Meyuchus of Yerushalayim. The people come to be Poder, picking up in with him because somehow I don't know who spread the word, I think he did, that the Shach was a Badai Kohen, therefore it makes him a Badai Kohen. He picked up the Shach Vav. Asur Litvo B'Yom Zayin, right? B'Apilu M'Amtenet Litvo Ad Yom Ches, also. Mechaber said clearly, Asur Litvo B'Yom Zayin. Doesn't give any aids how to work it out. Mashma Apilu Shetitvo Somel Chashecha V'Tovo L'Beisa Mishetech Shach. You got the Shach? Also, likewise, Kedas HaRashbam Mosiyato שקוסווה פוסקם שנוכן לאחם כדברו. קוסו הבח, אפילו לחס מבייסו לבייס התפילה מרוד יום, אוסו. והיינו, שאיש ורחסס תופס בבייסו הולכס למוקר תפילה. So what? She takes a bath at home. We didn't talk about the din tefillah v'chetzos also, that's kupsa riches. So she prepares herself in the house. We don't want her to prepare herself somoch l'tefillah also. We're afraid she'll be rushed, right? Therefore, we don't want her to do a major bathing, etc. after shkia. When she gets ready, she can go to the mikveh. Therefore, the meaning is that she prepares herself before Shkia, and if there is a, as most mikvahs have now, have facilities for women to bathe and shower before, not all mikvahs have it, some mikvahs do, then she goes in there before Shkia, right? So she takes a leisurely bath, a bubble bath, whatever she wants, relaxes, it's a break in her hurried routine usually. Vayinu k'sheishu rocheses chofefes bebeisa v'olech z'mokot tefila. Avol k'sheish mechaz bebeisa tefila b'mokom achat v'ishu rolechat b'odyom l'mechaz sho shtayim kodem ha-sheicha u'bo l'beisa achak sheicha af api she'amechaz bebeisa tefila korob somo l'beisa en kama sh'mushar bita abasro da sh'isho b'chitza v'chavifa b'mechaz v'en ha-tabela z'alim shech ha-sheicha akonto. The mother is missing from the house for a few hours. Then the daughter understands that she's not doing anything by day. Why she comes home after nightfall? Because she's involved with the mikveh at nightfall. Miu bo ogul kosov shaminat ba'ashkaraz litvol somol hashecha. That's not considered to be Tobelas B'Yom. Not talking about Yom Shvi. Talking about Yom. Right? Want Samar L'Chashecha? We allow her to go in Samar L'Chashecha. Rak Shetobo L'Beisa V'Shetechshach U'chudom Li Shekei No'agim Mikom Okom Yesh L'Hachmir Mi'uni Adayin Adav Ke B'Yom Ches Da'osom Shum Shechah B'Yitah L'Chud Chayav Nimeka Rabbein Tam Samar L'Chashecha Abu Biyom Zayin ain't litvo klal samla chashecha. The Yeshlimchos biyad osin came. It's my understanding that the Droya Kehila here in Washington Heights has that Frankfurt minog where the women on the seventh day come to the Beis Hatfila here on Audubon, 188.
There's one on Broadway.
Huh?
One
on Broadway. I think there's one yet on the corner, I think. At least used to be on the corner of Audubon. Not Audubon. Audubon, what's it? No. what's the one after Amsterdam?
Wadsworth.
Wadsworth. In Wadsworth in 188. There's a building on the corner. It's their building.
Oh, wait, actually, it's Audubon St. Nicholas. Then.
Huh?
It's Audubon.
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 Audubon. Comes out of the when we live in Washington Heights, that was the mikveh building. Yeah. I know. Anyway, and at Yom Shvi, they come in. Tobelas and Somoch Hashkir, right, and stay in the mikveh building, Atcha Techsha. Halach al-Maisa, the circumstances were makel. Antvila b'yom shvi somoch Hashkir, right, where it can't work out otherwise. Especially during the summer, where the people are away in these bungalow colonies. And nowadays, Baruch Hashem, many of the bungalow colonies are already arranged and built mikvahs in the immediate areas within walking distance and so on. But there's still many areas where a woman has to travel by car to the mikveh, and you have that problem beyond my shvi. And we, Allah said, if it isn't too often our request, we are makel on such a thing, especially where it could run into Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a 2-day Yom Tov after Shabbos, just go to mikvah on Friday. Okay, I think that's as much as we'll push here. Maybe is it? No, we'll do that. Just you have to remind me, Mitzvah, the first shach, the shach aleph, the kuptzari zayin, has to do largely with chatzitza, with a woman opines either that she forgot to cut one of her nails, or that there is some dirt under one of the nails. Went to mikveh, has to go to mikveh again. The impacts on this halacha tfilah chatzitza. Chatzitza. The most common shaila in chatzitza we have today is what?
Nail polish.
Huh?
Nail polish.
Yeah. The mikveh ladies do. That's right. The mikveh ladies usually don't have it. I've had during a year I'll have one or two such shailas where they left colas nail polish on it. Where we're not going to be machmer on that. What's the key?
In the mouth somewhere?
Well, to dentistry. That's where the big tumor is. Yeah. And I don't want to tell you what the Briska Shita is on that one. Okay. Temporary fillings, permanent fillings, that's one. Second is very, very common. Stitches, surgical stitches. Nowadays, where fear of cancer is now universal and pathological in its intensity. Any of the pimple that a woman has, maybe, could be the beginning of something, they'll cut it off and put on, take a stitch in it, or put on a piece of tape, so you can't take it off for at least 24 hours or whatever it is. This tape is not plain a band-aid tape, it's a surgery, it's a suture tape. If it isn't a big wound, you can hold it together comfortably with plain adhesive tape. They sell suture tapes, which is wide and narrow and wide, and when you hold the skin together and put it on, it holds the skin together like a stitch. If it's an area where you expect healing to be fast, don't have to use a needle and thread, you can use plain tape, but you can't take it off. You take it off, the wound will open up. You have to go to mikveh, you have to delay going to mikveh. Now that women have, Baruch Hashem, at least up until this last economic decline, there's extra money, so the number of grown women, I'm talking about women with a bunch of children, right, going for orthodontistry. And they show up with braces on the teeth. Or they do some work, some surgical work, and they smear on the gums, they had to lift the gums off, a red plastic-like substance, which occludes the area, and they have to do. Those are where the real big shyness come in. Okay? Let's pick up the machaber, just get at least the machaber done, and then we'll stop. Pick up Mitchell next week. Tzricho shetitvo kol gufo bepamachas. Lepikoch tzor sheyio leo shum dover hachotzeis. Afil kol shehu. Dem derech reodom lepomim lehakpid olov. Chotzeis afilu meina makpedes ov ato. O afilu eina makpedes olov leolov. Kimon shederer rov bnei odom lahakpid olav chotzeitz. Vimuchofer rov guf, apil ein der bnei lahakpid, vaka chotzeitz. What's he said talking about? Chatzitza involves two components. One is how much of the area it covers. Number two, is it something that you would object to be seen by someone else? Point important halacha. You have to have kol gufo. Well, a woman with long hair goes into the mikveh, and if some hair floats on top, doesn't go into the mikveh, it's not a proper tefillah. So what's a good eitzah? Let her put on a hairnet that'll guarantee that the hair stays down, but now I have a chatzitza with a net. Or will you say that a net, The other Eitzah is that the mikvah lady holds her by the legs. I dumped her that way. Yeah. Or would you say that a hairnet is a chatzitza? Well, maybe not. The mitzvah is a hairnet will not interfere with the water getting to the hair. Give you a few little things and then go pick it up. What about a lady who's arthritic or underwent knee replacement surgery and needs help to go down into the mikveh? So the mikveh lady will help her. Right? That's all up to her. They hold out to her and can't let go while she goes into the water. There's a chitzitza.
What the hand first?
But if the mikveh lady dunks her hand in the water and then holds her, right? Does the water then connect to the water underneath the hand? And therefore she's tovelis. Next cases. Back to you, that talk about Lochal Maisa cases that involve the famous tshuva in my father-in-law about cotton in the ear because of the mastoid operation. Is that called a chatzitza? Which you must put cotton in the ear, otherwise the water will go up to the brain. How about a woman who's had so much surgery, head and neck surgery, that the only way she can safely go into the water is she wore a helmet. It's only mixas gufo. Number one, the head is called a separate guf. So the whole of the head. What if I made the helmet on shark skin? Right. What's the answer? The dovach habom in amayim is not chotzitz. These are nice little shayits. Of them all, that one. There was a place on Gouverneur Street, I remember very cleanly, right near the West Side Highway bridge. Now it's no longer a bridge, now it's a highway. It used to be the bridge there, where they made shark skin pocketbooks, etc. And we got them to make a helmet or something. Okay, that's the topic mentioned for next week.